Hey there, welcome aboard. You're just in time for another episode of the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Garrett, and we will go ahead and get it jumped off this evening. Here on the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast, we talk about sports, we talk about music, and we talk about life. Now, I know it's been a while since I put out a podcast episode. It's just, you know, things have been kind of jumping off here in the professional realm. I just didn't really have the time to do it. But now that I got a little bit of downtime, yeah, it's time for me to go ahead and put out another episode or two or three, however many I'm able to take on at this point. A lot of things have been happening in the sports world and in the entertainment world since my last broadcast. So it's kind of like I don't even know where to get started. So we're going to do our best to try to keep up and try to discuss some of the burning topics that have been happening. So on the sports front, first and foremost, I have to say, once again, my mighty Los Angeles Lakers have put themselves in a situation where it's do or die. They beat the Utah Jazz on, I think it was Monday night. They turned right around, and I forgot who we played Tuesday night, but we beat them too. And then we lost on Wednesday. We lost last night to the LA Clippers again. And this is not good because we're in the middle of a playoff. Well, you can might as well say playoff race, right, to determine seeding. Lakers are currently sitting on seventh, and they're tied with, I believe, the New Orleans Pelicans for seventh right now. And they're only one game behind said Clippers. Now, if they were able to win out, they would probably end up with the fifth or sixth seed and wouldn't have to worry about a play-in game. But unfortunately, now with that loss last night, and I think the final two games are against the Phoenix Suns and again with the Jazz, nothing is guaranteed. So I really hope that they get their act together and by some small miracle, Clippers lose, Pelicans lose, and yeah, everything will be right in the world. So come on, Lake Show, get your shit together. Now, on to the NCAA. We just got through the period known as March Madness. And on the men's side, it has truly been March Madness. No way at the beginning of March Madness would you have convinced me that, San Diego State and UConn would have been the final two matchups. I mean, there's just no way, right? Because I picked Alabama, personally. And I say that with trepidation just because they are, yes, they may be an SEC school, but I only care about one SEC school, as you all know, and that is the University of South Carolina. I don't give a damn about the rest. So, but I picked Alabama to win out, and they basically did not. They did anything but. A lot of people picked either Alabama, they picked Duke, they picked Arizona, and nobody would have seen how this was going to play out. I mean, we're talking, you have, you know, mid-majors like Florida Atlantic and to a lesser extent San Diego State, which is kind of, I guess, a mid-major. Maybe they are a major. I guess it could be considered a major, yeah. But I know Florida Atlantic University is definitely a mid-major. And nobody would have predicted those two schools having, you know, being in the Final Four, but they were. And then UConn just came out of nowhere and just snuck in and got it and got in there and played, and they actually won the NCAA tournament. So, wow. I know one of my friends who is a UConn alum, I know that she's quite happy. I don't know if she'll hear this because I'm not sure if she's part of my audience, but you never know. If she is, hey, shout out to her and her school. On the women's side, now this has really been the hot topic. Of course, you know, my University of South Carolina women's basketball team did make it to the Final Four. And I thought for sure this was going to be it. I thought for sure that we were going to get that back-to-back trophy. But unfortunately, having to battle the refs in a game against Iowa, unfortunately, my women's Gamecock women's basketball team, I'm trying not to say Lady Gamecocks because Dawn Staley, who I got nothing but much love and respect for, does not like that term. So my Gamecock women's basketball team, unfortunately, did not pull it out against Iowa. Now, I can't front. I was a player. Her name's Caitlin. Yo, she a beast. I can't front. She gonna be tearing up the WNBA when she get in there. Now, that's not to say that, you know, she's not gonna run into a challenge, because my girl Leah Boston's coming, most likely will be in there as well. And so, you know, it's gonna be a nice epic battle. And matter of fact, I can see it now. WNBA is gonna paint this shit, you know, just like how the NBA did Magic versus Bird. I'm telling you now, you can mark it, you can stamp it. That is how the shit is gonna be framed. And yeah. But the main crux of this is, so Iowa got to the final game and they played against LSU. And LSU has a player by the name of Angel Reese. And Angel is also, she's going to be a star herself if and when she declares for the WNBA. But long story short, Caitlin basically made a gesture towards Aaliyah Boston and or my Gamecock women's basketball team. It was a move from John Cena where she basically, you know, put her hands up like, you can't see me, and was pointing at her ring finger, right? So then Angel turns around and did the same thing to Caitlin in the final game. And of course, this causes all kinds of controversy. When Caitlin did it, it was, oh, you know, she's just competitive. She let her competitive spirit take over. But when Angel did it, it was a problem. Now, unfortunately, the narrative always has to be that when black athletes do something, it's just wrong and, you know, poor sportsmanship. And why can't those people play the game the way it's intended? But when other people do it, it's not a problem. America, stop this shit. It's 2023. People gonna talk shit playing sports. If you ain't talking shit while you playing sports, why the fuck you on the court? Why the fuck you on the field? You know, whether it be football field, baseball field, why the fuck you on the basketball court? Why you on the tennis court too? Shit, even the golf course. You know, I done talked plenty of shit on the golf course. I done talked plenty of shit on flag football field. And, you know, talk shit on the basketball court, even though my game was not the best. But, you know, I did a little something. But anyway, I mean, talking shit is a part of sports. Talking shit should not be, you know, oh, when certain people do it, it's a problem, but it's okay when other people do it. No. And half the people that was talking this trash, they don't even watch basketball. Hell, they don't even watch women's basketball, you know, but people have to try to continue a narrative when it comes down to athletes of a certain color. And so, long story short, it's bullshit. We're tired. But this also now brings into light an even bigger... Well, this basically is now going to elevate, in my opinion, women's basketball. Because let's face it, I mean, they said that the women's NCAA championship game had 9 million viewers. 9 million viewers. That's more than what the men's tournament brought in. I think that was probably the most watched game on the women's side ever. Now, I could be speculating, but I'm pretty sure that is the case. So now we're going to see women's basketball start to become more elevated, as it should, and it'll be on par with the men's game. I'm promising you, this is what is going to happen. And all because of this controversy, which, you know, in all honesty, Caitlin basically came out and said she didn't see it. She doesn't know why people are up in arms. It's just a part of the game. You know, do your thing. And then you got Jill Biden. Jill Biden came out and said, well, I think LSU and Iowa should be invited to the White House. What the hell? That's not how that works. No, that is not how that works. The champion goes to the White House. I ain't never seen anything where the loser goes to the White House. But again, the narrative. Because the girls from Iowa, you know, are predominantly of a certain race, background, hue, whatever. And, you know, it's like, oh, well, even though they lost, I still think that, you know, we want to invite them because they show good sportsmanship. But no, they didn't show good sportsmanship. You know, not at all. If that's what they're saying about Angel, then Caitlin didn't show it either. And me personally, I don't necessarily subscribe to that, because like I said, it's a part of the game. So talking shit is a part of sports. So people just need to get over themselves. But anyway, but it was a very entertaining Final Four, at least on the women's side this year, I gotta admit. I mean, the South Carolina game had me on the edge of my seat. Had me about to throw my seat, but that's another story. But the final game was, you know, I picked up bits and pieces. It was entertaining. And congrats to the LSU Lady Tigers on that. Football-wise, the only thing that's really going on from what I can see, Aaron Rodgers still has not been traded to the New York Jets. I'm not sure why he wants to go to such a wretched team, but that's just my opinion. And then you have Lamar Jackson, who ain't catching a break. So it's like Baltimore, what y'all gonna do? You know, either you're gonna shit or get off the pot. Give that man his money or let him go get money, you know, someplace else. But I feel like there's an undercurrent. There's something else going on behind the scenes as to why they won't pay Lamar the money that he definitely deserves. So we'll see how all this plays out. Personally, I think it's a shell game. Well, first of all, let me spend a block on this. I think Lamar needs to get an agent. I heard that he does not have an agent. Lamar, you need to get an agent ASAP. I mean, you cannot negotiate something like this on your own. You don't want just anybody at your negotiation table. You need to get an agent. You need to reach out to Rich Paul ASAP. You know, reach out to Rich Paul ASAP. Hell, reach out to Jay-Z. I think Jay-Z still does, is still a agent. I'm not sure. But I know for sure, Rich Paul and them, yeah, you need to reach out to them because you need an agent for sure. You need somebody that's going to be able to sit at that table and, you know, negotiate on your behalf and kind of force these owners into giving you what you want. Because trying to do this on your own or whoever you got representing you, it's not working. But I understand, you know, because yes, you definitely deserve the money because we've all seen lesser players get just about the same money and they ain't did shit. But, you know, again, there's a undercurrent, you know, behind that. And I feel like they're trying to, you know, make Lamar an example. So we know how that goes. So let's see, I've covered NBA, covered NCAA, covered football. And so that's about it on the sports front. Nothing else is really jumping off right now. I mean, I know baseball is getting ready to crank back up. Oh, well, actually, baseball is already cranked back up. The season has already started. So there's that. And then NBA playoffs will be getting ready to jump off soon. Again, Lake Show, get your shit together because I'm tired of going back and forth and wondering whether y'all are going to make the playoffs or not. So on to the world of music and or entertainment. Don't really have anything to talk about that on that front right now because I hadn't really heard anything new. But I did, let's see. So there was a commercial, I believe it was a Coors Light commercial, in which they played a song that was sampled by Naughty by Nature. Naughty by Nature did the song called Hear Me Flow. And so they sampled the song, and I'm gonna try to look this song up because I know I got it somewhere here in my database. I'm gonna find it. And yeah, I'm gonna find it because let me see here. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. No, it's not Siamese. Oh. I'm gonna find this song. I know I don't like to not talk. I think the song was, no, it's not Think Twice. Anyway, so I heard the song on the commercial. I was like, well, okay, I know Naughty by Nature sampled it, but I gotta find out who sampled what the original song was. And I was like, I was blown away. Like, KG, I should say, really dug into the crates on that to find it. And it's amazing how a lot of these old songs, like how, you know, DJs back in the day and producers literally dug into the crates. You know, they dug deep to get a lot of these samples. So the song that was sampled by Naughty by Nature was The Meters, Find Yourself. And so I listened to that song and man, it just blew me away. And then I started listening to the whole album and the whole album was awesome as well. And so that brings me back to my last episode where I talked about Bobby Caldwell and how, you know, a lot of people didn't know that he was white with the, you know, silky smooth soul type jam. And I went into how, you know, a lot of record labels, how a record label like TK, what they did was they put his album out, but they didn't put his face out on there because they didn't want the world to know that he was white. They figured if they did that, they wouldn't sell, his album wouldn't sell, particularly to black audiences, which is not true. But I also noticed that they did the same thing with KC and the Sunshine Band, because I actually have a couple KC and the Sunshine Band albums on vinyl. And I went and I looked at it and I said, well, they did the same damn thing with KC and the Sunshine Band. Like, if you look at their album covers, the band was nowhere to be seen on those album covers. And if you listen to the sound, I mean, you may or may not know that the lead singer, Harry Wayne Casey, is white, because it's kind of his voice, you know, it's kind of hard to tell. But I knew, of course, I saw videos. But yeah, they did the same thing with Casey and the Sunshine Band. I don't know if people really realize that. But, you know, it's pretty sad that people had that thought process. And I don't know if I talked about it in the last episode, but Motown tried to do the same thing to Tina Marie. When Tina Marie first came out, they tried to put her album out without her face on there. She was like, nah, they're gonna see me. And guess what? It's still sold. So I tell you, how things used to be back in the day, crazy to me. So, oh, and just to follow up, I did say that I was also going to figure out the name of the compilation album where I first heard or found out that Bobby Caldwell was white. And so I went back and dug through the archives, and it was a series of CDs or albums. It was a collection, and they were known as Smooth Grooves, you know. And they had like volume 1 through like, I don't know, 8, 9, 10. And it came out on Rhino Records. And, you know, it spanned a variety of like different R&B, you know, slow jams, mid-tempo grooves. You know, they had one that was a crooner series. They had one that was after the club. I mean, I had all them shits. Hell, I'm kind of ashamed that I spent so much money on them, but I can't help it. I love music. And so, yeah, it was called Smooth Grooves. And, you know, it had everything. You know, that's how I found out that Anita Baker sang with a group called Chapter 8, because they had a song on that album as well. You know, that's when I found out, you know, like Stacey Ladislaw sang Let Me Be Your Angel. But I never, at that point, I didn't realize that it was Stacey Ladislaw singing that song. And I never saw her at a younger phase in life versus just seeing her when she was singing with Johnny Gill. You know, where do we go from here? You know, that kind of shit. So, but yeah, the album was called Smooth Grooves, and they had different volumes, and it was from Rhino Records. Not sure if you can find it now, but I'm pretty sure you can find it on eBay, most likely, or hell, you might be able to find it on Amazon, who knows? But yeah, I mean, I used to listen to them shits all the time, but I got an old soul anyway, and anybody that knows me, if you talk to them, they'll tell you, yeah, Q got an old soul. So, but anyway, enough on that. And finally, life-wise, you know, the one thing I'm finding out is you never know who is rooting for you. You never know who's rooting for you. You never know who is actually happy to see you make moves. You never know who is secretly cheering you on. And it's funny because it will most likely be somebody that you would never suspect. Because some people will say that, yeah, I am cheering you on, I am happy for you, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they are. But you just never know who's looking in the background and secretly cheering you on and seeing, you know, hoping that you'll be able to make the moves and want you to be happy. And so that's why whenever you meet somebody and you have different interactions with them, you know, if you get the sense that this is a good person or good people, you know, nourish that friendship, you know, cultivate that relationship, because you just never know who will be in your corner versus who you think is going to be in your corner. So, and finally, just to kind of wrap things up a little bit, this past weekend, I was able to, well, at least for one night anyway, I was able to celebrate. As many as you may or may not know, I am a man of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, I was made at the almighty and internationally known Theater New Chapter at the University of South Carolina. And just to spin the block back, Theater New Chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated is celebrating 50 years of ice cold excellence at the University of South Carolina. So I was able to go down there and actually celebrate our 50th year with some of my brothers, you know, with the ones who, brothers who paved the way. You know, like we had brothers that were from the original line that was Spring 1973. I celebrated with brothers who made me. I celebrated with brothers who I brought into the fold. And I was able to celebrate with, you know, the younger brothers, the ones that are fresh out, like 22, 23. And so my heart was full. I also got to celebrate my 25th year in Alpha. So that's right. You know, 25 years, 16 soldiers of Armageddon. Shout out to the 16 soldiers of Armageddon. As we celebrate our 25th anniversary of being in not only Alpha, but we are also the 25th anniversary line of the almighty and international known Theta New Chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated at the University of South Carolina. So I had to go ahead and squeeze that in because my heart was full. I wish I was able to celebrate the entire weekend, but again, you know, life. And also shout out to my wife. My wife basically ran the Cooper River Bridge run, which is not an easy thing to do, but she put in work. She trained hard. She was giving it a go, and my baby, you know, made it. She made it across the bridge. And so I'm very proud of her. I'm feeling inspired to get my big ass in the gym. And so I'm gonna make a commitment that starting this weekend, yes, I'm getting back into the gym, because I'll be 45 this year. And you know, it finally hit home that I have to start taking better care of myself. And seeing so many of my brothers this weekend that are taking care of themselves has kind of woke me up and sparked me up to do better with my own life. And so part of self-care is caring for your health. So always remember I said that. Self-care ain't always getting a haircut, ain't always getting a manicure, pedicure, you know, facial, whatever it is you do, or it ain't always about having a sip of liquor and a cigar. Self-care, you know, involves health care. So because health is wealth. So other, and on that note, I'm going to go ahead and shut it down because I talked for longer than I expected. But I want to say thank you. I noticed that I do have a few more listeners in the audience. So if you are listening to this, if you have just joined, I want to send my appreciation and thank you for listening to your boy and giving me a chance to try to, you know, bring a little bit of sunshine into this world. but seriously, I want to give you a shout. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in and listening. Please share the word, spread the word that the Nerdy Little Bubble Podcast is here for you. And so if you like what you hear, please like, please share, please leave a comment, please leave a review, because the only way that this can expand and get into more listeners is by sharing, liking, listening, and leaving a comment. So I'm going to go ahead and shut it down. I just want to say thanks once again for listening, and I'm going to leave you like I always leave you, which is I wish you nothing but peace and one love. Take care.